I appreciate your prayers again this morning. Thankful for the truth in that song we just heard. And one of the phrases that jumped out at me and does every time, and it's scripture as well, it just says, my God is faithful. The faithfulness of the Lord, over and over again. And I'm grateful for that. And folks, that's why we're here this morning. God's been faithful to us, all of us here. And so I desire your prayers again this morning. I would definitely appreciate the faithfulness of the Lord to me this morning. Need his help, as always. So I will write the title on the board. So I've written on the board, Our Advocate. And before we get into some scriptures, I want to just share a story, true story that was told to me a while back. And it was a story of a lady years ago. She was a wife and a mother, and she lost her husband suddenly in a death, and she was very distraught, as would seem obvious for anyone in that situation. She didn't know what to do, didn't know so many things to deal with, just felt overwhelmed with life. And finally, and just so distraught, didn't know how to carry on necessarily. But finally, at one point, she gathered together a bunch of business papers, bank papers, bills, all that type of stuff, put it all in a big box, and went into town to someone that would refer to her, a businessman that was well-qualified, had a good standing in the community, dealings with the law and with taxes and all those things. And she went there, walked in, and just dropped the big box on his desk and, of course, told him the story, and he was very touched with that. And he told her, he said, now don't you worry. You just leave that box here with me, and I'll take care of this for you. He's like, I'm going to go through all of this, and I'm going to take you every step of the way. He's like, we're going to take care of you. And that was such a relief and load lifted off of her. And you could look at it this way, that truly, he was her advocate. Because she didn't know what to do and was helpless in so many ways. But, you know, I want to focus on something this morning. Last Sunday, we talked about the Lord being our buckler. And in a lot of ways, and I want to emphasize something here about feeling safe. I want to lay the groundwork here. Because when this lady dropped the box off there, and he assured her everything's going to be okay, and sure enough, you know, there's a few more visits there, and everything was taken care of. She felt safe with him. She could trust him. Different ones had recommended. They'd had previous experiences with him themselves. And he took good care of her. But talking about the Lord being our buckler, as we talked about last Sunday, as being our shield, basically to defend us. And a lot of that there's a lot of ways that can be expressed, but yet it seems more of a surface thing, as in being our protector and our defender. And, you know, when the enemy attacks us, that he's going to be between us and the enemy. And truly that is the case with the Lord, being our buckler. But I feel like the Lord being our advocate, and we'll get into scriptures here in a little bit, it's on a deeper level. There's something more intimate with this. And with the Holy Spirit being our advocate, there's something about, it's a privilege that he's able to give us some personal counsel, as with that businessman. Some personal counsel, advice, encouragement, maybe even some strength there, some words of comfort. And it helps us feel safe. And so looking at that at a deeper level, it's more than just being a buckler, but it's being something that's a personal, something within us, that he works something within us. And so my burden this morning is that we fully understand and can grasp the wonderful privilege we have with our advocate, the Holy Spirit. And there's some scriptures I want to read in John, the 14th chapter. And actually, there's some more more scriptures following. But this is, I want to lay some groundwork here. So in John, the 14th chapter, this is the Last Supper before Jesus was crucified. And Jesus had been trying to prepare his disciples for what was fixing to take place. They still didn't fully grasp it, but he wasn't holding that against them. But yet he had some words of comfort to give them. He had some parting words to share with them. And even at that, and take notice here, that these scriptures we're fixing to read were written 30 to 40 years later after this actually happened. So, and it's astounding when you look at the Gospels how, but it was through the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, was the one that brought to remembrance all the things that Jesus had taught them and the things that he had said. And folks, it all coincided. It all flowed together. It's amazing how the Lord did this. But it was because of the Holy Spirit working in them. So again, here in the 14th chapter, John 14, I want to read, and actually there's going to be several promises through these scriptures that we read here this morning. And the first two I want to pick up is in St. John 14, verses 16 and 17. It says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." There's a lot to unpack just out of those two scriptures. But what I want to focus on is the first part, in verse 16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." So basically, what Jesus is saying is, he has been their comforter up until this point. All right? So he's been the first advocate. But he's going to send another one in his place, the Holy Spirit. So I want to dig into this word comforter for a little bit. So what's interesting is this word in the Greek is parakletos. And that word means in the Greek, it simply means advocate or counselor, encourager, one that strengthens, or even an intercessor. And so what's unique about this and what I love about this is John had a very close relationship with Jesus, okay? In fact, he was the one that leaned on Jesus' breast. Well, what happened was, is when he was doing that, he was actually asking Jesus a question. In other words, he was in close proximity. He was connected with Jesus. He wanted to learn all he could from him, okay? So there's something about that closeness that I believe is a good example for all of us. But when he's saying he shall give you another comforter, what Jesus is saying is he's going to send another advocate, which is the Holy Spirit, that could be with everyone at the same time. Because again, Jesus was limited to one place at a time. He was in the flesh, all right? So there were some limitations there. And again, thinking of this relationship as an advocate, it's something that's much deeper and broader than just some legal counsel. You understand what I'm saying? And that's great and wonderful. I think we could all use some of that, okay? But this is on a deep spiritual level, okay, that we can have. And that's what Jesus was pointing towards and encouraging them with. And it's also someone that can come alongside us. That's another meaning of this word, parakletos, that it's someone that comes alongside us, that walks with us, okay? Isn't that wonderful? Jesus talked and walked with his disciples. That was great. Well, folks, we don't have the privilege of having that in the flesh nowadays, okay? But we do have our advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord to come down and to walk with us through this life, okay? So now I want to move on to another scripture, John 14th chapter, verse 26. And here it says, again, but the Comforter. And what's interesting is John is the only author in the Bible that uses these words, Comforter, in the Greek, meaning Parakletos. He's the only one that uses these words in the Bible. And I think that's special. I'm not trying to put John up on a pedestal here, but again, I'm just emphasizing that he was very close to Jesus. And he talked about the one that Jesus loved. It wasn't that he was putting himself on a pedestal that he was better than all the other disciples. His point was he greatly loved Jesus and was always close to him. He just wanted to be near Jesus all the time. And so, of course, he's going to write something like this because he realized that he needed something like that to take Jesus' place when Jesus left. So he, of all of them, which all of them needed him, but it's like he really felt a need of this advocate, the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying here? So I think he really felt it perhaps on a greater level. Not saying the others didn't feel it, but there was something missing. When Jesus left, he's like, oh no, I need somebody. I need an advocate. And then he came, of course, the day of Pentecost. There's more on that another time. But I want to read this scripture again. We just started it. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So I already touched on that a little bit ago. That it's amazing, astounding that John wrote this decades later. Okay. But the Lord brought, and here's what I love about this. It wasn't like John hadn't thought about these words for 40 years and all of a sudden wrote them down. Folks, he was living them for all these decades. And it was through the Holy Spirit each and every day, each year, each decade, that advocate was with John through all those years. And then he finally writes it down. You see what I'm saying here? That he'd had this advocate for all those years, and now he's just expressing it in word. But he'd already been experiencing this. Folks, that's a wonderful thing, that we could have that same testimony. Yeah, we may not write, of course we're not going to write a book of the Bible, but we may write something down years later. But folks, it's going to be with an experience that we've had all those years. You see what I'm saying? And that's a wonderful, powerful testimony, okay? So, but he's saying, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Folks, we need a teacher. And I'm talking about a personal, and I alluded to this the other day at another service here, about having a personal tutor. Someone that can be one-on-one with us. Because I'll be honest with you, I remember when I was in school, there were some classes I struggled in. And I, quite frankly, I needed a tutor. I didn't get one, but it's like, man, but, you know, there's a bunch of us in the classroom, and but, oh, folks, there is something about, sometimes we can feel like we get lost in the crowd. You understand what I'm saying? And we're like, oh, Lord, I need something, folks. That's where the office of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, can come down right where we are at. He understands what we understand. He understands what we don't comprehend, all right? He knows our full mental, spiritual, and emotional capacities and abilities. He understands and knows that 100%.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Do you realize that this morning? And what a wonderful teacher our advocate can be. Because how many times do you remember being in a setting where you knew that teacher did not fully understand you and you were just lost? Or you were frustrated. Or whatever the case was, overwhelmed or whatever. you just like, but to have a personal teacher, a tutor, our advocate that understands us fully, that is so powerful, folks. Because as the scripture says, he will not put on us more than we can bear. He's not just going to dump it like, in other words, he could hand us, you know, spiritually speaking, hand us an Algebra 2 math book and say, okay, turn to chapter 49, we're digging in today, and you haven't even covered chapter 1 yet. You understand the point there? That sometimes in life it feels like you're forced into those type of situations where like, wait, no, I can't, whoa, this is too advanced for me. Folks, the Holy Spirit works in such a way that we can grasp it because he understands who we are individually. Isn't that wonderful? Just how Jesus worked with all of his disciples. You know, he spoke to them differently. He worked with them differently. Do you realize that? He does the same with you and I through the Holy Spirit. He may work with us. It's all to the same end, all right? All to bring us to righteousness and salvation and ultimately to heaven. But yet, he works with us in unique ways. And I'm thankful for that because he understands who we are. So again, as a teacher, she'll teach you all things. Okay, I want to move on to chapter 15 and verse 26. It says, but when the Comforter, here's that word again, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And the point I want to get out of this one is the Spirit of truth. You know, talking about feeling safe. You know, I've been in the company of some people that I didn't feel safe with because they weren't truthful. They had ulterior motives, or they had some cunning craftiness behind what they were saying or what they were doing. You name it. You understand what I'm talking about. I think we've all experienced situations like that, where it's like, you don't want to open up to them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel safe here. I'm not going to make myself vulnerable because I know how this happened before with such and such, or I had a previous experience with them, or I've just observed what happened here or there, whatever. It's like, but they're not truthful. They're dishonest, or they're deceitful, or they're full of lies, whatever it is. But folks, when it comes to dealing with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, folks, there is no deceit. There's no ulterior motives. He always has our best interest in mind because he wants to help us get to heaven. He wants to come alongside us, put his arm around us, and say, let's do this, brother or sister. We can do this, all right? It's words of comfort. It's words of cheer, words of encouragement, okay? And to come alongside us and say, and think of this too. Remember what Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. You know, Jesus is the one that carried the greater weight of that yoke. But we're just to go along with him, all right? As he leads us, just as you have a yoke of oxen or other large pulling animals, working animals like that, they would get the more experienced, the bigger, the stronger, the tougher one. That's the one that would lead the charge, so to speak, and they would harness up a smaller, inexperienced one to go along with them, that they might learn how to do that. But they can't jump in, like I mentioned, in chapter 49 in the Algebra 2 book. You understand what I'm saying? They're not jumping in head first there. No, they just start out with the basic math. And you know what? That's okay. We all start out as babes in Christ. Some may be mature, developed quicker than others. You know what? That's between them and the Lord. It's not for us to try to decipher and figure out for each other. But we can be confident that our advocate knows where we are at. And he knows how to get us where we need to be. Well, I'm thankful for that this morning. The Spirit of truth. Not a speck of deceit or ulterior motives, but nothing but pure motives to help us along the way, to be our true advocate. Here's another scripture In the 16th chapter, verse 7, it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away." This is Jesus speaking again. "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And as I mentioned earlier, this is a promise. Jesus, these weren't just empty, vain words. The things that Jesus promised, they came to fruition, folks. And think about this. Have you ever had an experience with someone that has promised something? Like they were so adamant that I promised, blah, 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 and they just go down, you know. And then in the end, it's like, nothing. You understand what I'm saying? They don't hold true to their promises. Folks, again, it's hard to feel safe with that person. Like, well, they promised this, and especially if it's something very an intimate situation, or you understand what I'm saying, something very tedious or something very serious, and yet they promise, and it's like, okay, all right, let's go. And then in the end, it's like, nope, they're nowhere to be found. They don't follow up. They don't do whatever. They didn't hold true to their promises. But folks, they're human. And that's something that we are going to be disappointed by someone else or ourselves, because we are human. But folks, the Holy Spirit is not human. That it will not fail. He will not fail. Just like God will not fail, His Spirit will not fail. He will hold true to His promises. And Jesus is saying, yes, I'm your first advocate for His disciples. He's like, but I'm leaving, but I am sending someone in my place. I promise you. And folks, it was exactly how He said it. And not only did the Comforter come, folks, but when the Advocate came, it came with power. It wasn't just something that, oh yeah, maybe there's a little something. And then 15 years later, oh, there was just a little bit more something. But folks, it came with serious power backed by heaven's gates. God poured out His Spirit there on the day of Pentecost. And folks, it was so powerful that thousands were saved. And it went beyond that. It started spreading to all the earth. Folks, there wasn't any limit to the Holy Spirit going, oh, wait, we can only handle about 2,000 or 3,000 a day, folks. We don't handle about, you know, 50,000 a year at the max. You know, that wasn't a problem for heaven. That wasn't a problem for our advocate, the Holy Spirit, saying, I can only handle so many. Because again, folks, He's not human. He's not subject to fail. Never will fail. And there's never a time He does not understand who we are or where we're at. There's never a time. And there's never a time He's going to lie to us. Isn't that wonderful? Folks, that is a safe place to be in. But you know, I want to go back to that example with the lady that brought her box and laid it on the businessman's desk. You know, there was a few visits and it was done. Everything was taken care of and life went on. But you know what I love about this? Folks, our advocate, the Holy Spirit, we have unlimited access. Thousands of visits we can make in a year, in a day, if necessary, to our advocate saying, oh, I need something right now. I'm so thankful for that privilege. I want to read one more scripture here in John, the 16th chapter, verse 13. It says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will shew you things to come." And the part I want to dig out of this one is to guide us into all truth. I'm so thankful for an advocate that'll do that. Because we all need it. Again, someone to come alongside us and to encourage us in the way. You know, it's wonderful that we have each other in the flesh. I'm so thankful for God's family. But there's something even deeper and greater than that. Because again, folks, we are human. And you know, sometimes as humans, Lord help me, sometimes we take things personal. I'm just speaking truth here this morning. Because so-and-so failed. As in, they didn't show up when they should have, or they didn't say this, or they didn't do that, or whatever, or they did this, or whatever the case is, it's like, oh. But you know what? It's during those times, folks, again, we have an advocate. Someone that can speak to us, and I'm going to get to more of this here in a little bit. Someone that can speak to us in that moment of frustration and say, you know what? You've probably done the same thing before yourself. Now, could you take that from someone else very easily? You understand what I'm saying? Someone else say, yeah, you've done that before. Yeah, look what they did. Well, you did it too. But you know, when the gentle Holy Spirit comes by, our advocate, because again, he knows our language. He knows how we think. He knows our personalities. He knows everything about us. He knows our weaknesses, our strengths, everything. He can speak to us in such a clear manner and ever so quickly sometimes too and say, wait, hold that little train of thought. Remember when such and such, and then it really softens us down like, you know what? You're right. Lord help me, you know. But again, folks, we're human. But I'm just thankful that we have an advocate that knows that we're human and they're not, all right? He's not. So therefore, there's something he can impart to us to make us, can I say it this way, to impart something to us that we've never had or understood before. That's part of what the advocate does, folks. It gives us a greater understanding, a greater power, a greater comprehension of things. Sometimes it's even just about ourselves. Sometimes it's about others. Sometimes it's about the Lord himself. Whatever it is about his scriptures, that he'll start revealing things to us, and it encapsulates all the things we've already talked about. But I want to emphasize this again. But to guide us unto all truth, not just a little bit of truth, that's great, but all the truth that we need to make it to heaven. God can do that, folks, through our advocate, the Holy Spirit. And the more we receive and understand of his truth, the greater capacity we have for more truth. That's just how it works. I'm so thankful for that this morning. So I want to recapture this as we close here. Again, my burden this morning is that our appetites would be whetted, our spiritual appetites, to fully using the office of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, to realize what we have on hand, what we have at our disposal. And I just want to share a couple things. I want to say this first of all, and I've heard it said in many different ways, but the Holy Spirit is a real gentleman, folks.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And that's two different trains of thought here. Number one, he's, as our advocate, he's not going to barge in to our life and say, let me take over. That's not how he works. As Jesus did, he knocks.
Yes.
He asks permission. He's gentle. The Holy Spirit, our advocate, is the same way. He's gentle. Ask permission. He's loving in his approach. Okay. But on the other side of that, he can also be offended. We can, as in, we can shirk him off and just reject him, kicking to the side, nope, not for me. No, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh no, I don't want that. Now, there may be times where we don't understand. We may be rejecting him in innocence. But you know, our advocate understands when we do that too. And he'll come back again, just another avenue. And he'll knock again in a gentle way. That's what I love about it. He understands when we do things innocently. We're not trying to hurt someone else or ourselves or offend God or the Holy Spirit. Our advocate understands our hearts, all right? He intercedes. He knows the thoughts and intentions of our own minds and our hearts. He understands that. And when we're true and genuine within and we're really seeking the Lord and asking for his help, folks, he can't turn that down. He's like, I'll not despise that. I can accept that. I'll work with that. Okay? But again, folks, he's gentle. He's a gentleman. But you know, sometimes, and these are just some examples of how the office of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, how he works sometimes. You know, it can be as simple as the Holy Spirit, when we're in a difficult place, just reminding us of the goodness of God.
Yes.
Very simple. But folks, it's powerful. He can bring things to our mind, answers to prayer, how that he spoke with us before, maybe scriptures he's given us before, or songs that he's given us, or how that he worked in a situation, or he protected over here, and he worked this out over there. And our advocate, sometimes that's where we can receive our comfort, is he'll remind us of all the goodnesses of the Lord, all the things he's done in our behalf. And you know what? That just kind of melts our hearts even more. Say, oh, thank you, Lord. And it can actually get our minds off of all the other turmoil that's going on out there. Because, folks, that's always going to be there out there. The wickedness, the sin, the turmoil, the chaos, it's always going to be out there. But, folks, we don't have to harbor it within. What we need to harbor within is to start, as we know in Philippians 4 and 8, to think on these things, to think upon all the goodness and mercies of God. Well, that's just one simple example. You know, other times, it can also be as simple as the Holy Spirit, our advocate, just prompting us to show some special kindness to somebody, maybe for no reason at all. But you know, that can also start something powerful, a movement of something. It can actually work to where it tenderizes us. And yes, it can help someone else too. But the Lord can use that through the Holy Spirit, because there can be a response or a lack of response. It doesn't matter. But the Lord can use that to actually tenderize us. And then I want to take this to another level. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us to be more kind to ourselves. You know, that's needful as well. Because sometimes we put more undue pressure on ourselves than is necessary. For example, we can put so much pressure on ourselves that, oh, well, I got to achieve this and this and this because I want to appear like this, or I want to look like such and such, and I want to, you see what I'm saying here? The scriptures say it's not wise to, you don't want to compare ourselves to others, but beyond that, we can put so much pressure on ourselves to try to perform or do something to such a high level that maybe we aren't ready for that. You understand what I'm saying? Ready in a variety of areas. Maybe the Lord's saying, just wait just a second here. Don't get the cart before the horse. But sometimes we can put undue pressure on ourselves. And when things don't turn out, then what happens? Then we're extra critical on ourselves. Like, oh, well, I tried to do this and this, and it just never, and then it didn't. I'm like, oh. And then you can get this mindset of, well, I guess I'm just a failure, or I guess I'm just not a good enough person. Folks, that is detrimental. That is not being kind to yourself. That is not how the Holy Spirit, our advocate, that's not how he's going to speak to us. Can you imagine that businessman speaking to this lady that way in that office when she dumps all that on there and he's like, here, and then can you imagine him speaking harshly to her? No. Just like our advocate, he's not going to speak harshly to us and be so critical of us saying, well, you, man, that is just, I'm like, no. He's going to be gentle and he's going to be kind and say, you know what? Maybe let's look at this over here. And let's just focus on this part over here for a little bit. You see what I'm saying? To where it's not just overwhelmed. It's like, oh, well, I got to get this and this and this. And then, because again, folks, we are human. But the Holy Spirit is not human, okay? The Holy Spirit is not only powerful, but it is capable. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. And is able to perform things in us that we thought impossible. And that's what we need to get our eyes off of, saying, well, I can do this, or I want to do that, or it's, he said, no, wait. What about the advocate here? Let me help you, all right, to be our help, our assistant along the way, okay? And another thing, you know, sometimes in life, you ever been in a position where you just felt you needed some extra guidance and direction in a situation? You didn't know which path to take. You didn't know how to do I do this or this. There's so many options. Not sure what to do here. You know, sometimes that becomes our focus. The focus is on, I don't know what to do. The focus is on, I'm lost here. The focus is on, there's too many options, too many decisions. The focus is on, I don't understand this. I can't comprehend this. And again, that's natural to feel that way sometimes because you're torn and you're tormented by like, oh man, I don't know. Because if I do this, then maybe this will happen. I'm like, oh no, well maybe I should try. No. And you know, I'm just going to confess here. Sometimes you can waste hours and days or even years trying to figure all those things out on your own. And quite frankly, you can lose sleep over it. I've done it, okay? I'm just confessing here. But sometimes the Holy Spirit, our advocate, wants to say, you know what? Let me take care of that. You bring your box of troubles and you set them on my desk. Our advocate is saying here, you set him on my desk. He's the one that has that office, that position, that authority to be our advocate. We can't be our own advocate, folks. We can't figure these things out. And yes, sometimes, Lord help us, that we get our mind and our attention off of the fact of the things we are lacking, okay? It's so easy to make a whole long list of all the things we're lacking, all the things I haven't lined up, all the things I'm struggling with. It's easy to do that. But, oh Lord, help us. Maybe we should have a different perspective. Say, now how can the Lord help me? Lord, I know your advocate through the Holy Spirit can help me with this. Because I remember a time when you helped me with such and such. You see what I'm saying? Or we start focusing on the capabilities and the office work of our advocate, of the Holy Spirit, of all the times he's proven faithful to us. Let's focus on that. And folks, you know what happens then? That comforts us. And that's the exact purpose of this, that we receive the comfort because we realize he understands. He gets it. He can handle this. And he's going to help me, even when I don't know how to help myself. And I don't know how to help someone else. And that person, they don't know how to help me. But, oh, folks, we have someone, our advocate, the Holy Spirit, that knows and understands it all. All right? He's unlimited because heaven's gates, if I could say that, heaven's storehouse is backing him. And folks, it's an infinite number of times we can petition our advocate and say, I'm here again. Here's another box. I need your help. And folks, he does not get weary of it because, again, he's not human. We as humans, we can get weary of ourselves, of others, or whatever the case is. But the Holy Spirit does not get weary, and it can travel in an instant. In fact, I just had an incident happen recently. Received a piece of news about someone, a situation. And you know, immediately, I just kind of went, oh. But you know what? The Holy Spirit was faithful. Because the Holy Spirit knew my tendency that I could go down a little rabbit trail that was not healthy for me. But you know what the Holy Spirit did? The Holy Spirit reminded me, wait. Yes. Remember when I answered prayer in this situation and in that situation? And I performed a miracle, and it was all related. Folks, it turned it around. I'm like, thank you, Lord. I didn't go down that rabbit trail. I didn't go down that path that was detrimental, but rather my advocate took me on a path that was healthy for my soul, that brought some more inspiration, that boosted and encouraged my faith, that though I don't see some things working, and I've been praying about it for a long time, it's like, I'm not giving up because I have an advocate that's saying, we can do this. We're a team. We're going to figure this out. Come along with me, all right? Isn't that wonderful that we can have an advocate that is so personal and yet so powerful for our individual needs? You pray for me. I'll be faithful to him.